97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hello and welcome into another podcast exclusive of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Thank you so much for downloading this podcast. Thank you for everyone who supports this show on a weekly basis. And if you enjoy it and you think there's somebody out there in your life that may enjoy it as well, we would really appreciate it if you continue to share the podcasts of this show, the podcast exclusive, and of course, the show's podcast that we put out every week. You can get our podcast every Friday and every Monday. Tony Colombo here in studio with producer Chad Ellis. We also have, of course, my partner Beau Matthews connected via the marvel of modern technology. What did I say? Marvel of modern technology as we are practicing proper social distancing. So Beau is here and so is Mike McCleary, one of the great sponsors of this show. We appreciate Mike and Intervine so much. Intervine is the local family-owned company that makes the brightest, longest-lasting camping LED flashlights and lanterns and headlamps available. Backs them up with great customer service. Also, batteries in all different sizes and some other products there at intervine.com that you need to go and check out. And I guess, Mike, we should just right off the top here get it out of the way for people that didn't listen to the show. A couple of great offers that you guys have for the listeners of Second Amendment Radio there at Intervine, the continuation of one and a brand new offer. So if people missed the show this week, let them know about the great stuff that you have happening at Intervine right now.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Tony. You know, we said before that until this whole situation gets better, we're going to continue offering the half off every single thing we have. Just, you know, something I feel like we can do to help people out. So if you want to take advantage of every product we have to sell and get save 50%, go to intervine.com, use your name, select Tony as a discount code. Or if you want to shop on Amazon, we know a lot of people do, simply go to intervine.com/Tony. That'll take you right to our own personalized Amazon page with all of our products that automatically gives you a 50% discount code on anything you buy. And we're going to keep that going for now until things get better for everyone. Mm. Now, the other deal, Tony, like what's better than 50% off? Well, getting some for free. So we're going to continue doing that like we did the past few months, but we're going to do it on a completely new lantern. We did it the past couple months on the 1500 lantern. Beau was just telling me about how he's got a buddy using it, and that thing is super bright for camping and for power outages. We got another lantern that's incredibly bright. It's Internova 1000. And even though it's not quite as bright, 1,000 lumens is still like a mini sun in your home, but it also has some really great features like dimmable brightness, flashing lights, red for like fishing or for outdoor stargazing. So anyone who's gotten one before, like a 1,500, come back again, shoot us an email at vip@intervine.com, and then we're going to give you instructions for getting another free lantern. Even if you got the other one already, we're going to give you another free lantern with 100% rebate. But Tony, what do I say before? That's not all.
Uh-huh. there's more.
Well, that's right. But wait, there's more. I used to love Billy Mays. So we know people need batteries, too. And let's face it, batteries aren't always they're not cheap like they used to be back in the good old days. So we're going to also give people a free pack of D-size batteries anytime you buy a lantern on Amazon. Just go to Amazon, buy one of our lanterns, and there's a little button just says add these batteries for free, and it'll truly be for free. So even if you're getting our new 1,000 lantern with 100% rebate, just add the batteries. You'll get those for free as well. Just our way of continuing to try to help people out as much as possible during these really uncertain times.
Wow, that is amazing stuff. That is awesome. Intervine is spelled I-N-T-E-R-V-I-N-E, intervine.com. My name, Tony, is your discount code for 50% off. Or, as Mike said, if you prefer to shop on Amazon, as some people do, intervine.com/Tony for all that 50% off. And if you want the free lantern and the free batteries, just send an email to vip@intervine.com. That is some amazing, amazing stuff. And, yeah, people get caught up on, and rightfully so, because the flashlights and lanterns and headlamps are what you guys do best and what you're known for. But even if you feel like you're good in all of those categories, at least at our house, we always need batteries. We have remote controls and toys and just so many things that run on various sizes of batteries. If nothing else, take advantage of this opportunity to get the free batteries or 50% off on batteries at all different sizes at Intervine. I tell people all the time, if you need batteries and you're buying them anywhere else besides Intervine, you are literally wasting your money, because especially right now with the 50% off deal, it's incredible. I got an entire pack. I don't know. You could tell me I can't remember if it's 24 or 22. It's like 24 AA batteries, and it was like $7 or $8 for 24 AA batteries after the 50% off. That's stupid.
And these batteries last 10 years, too. Like,
yeah,
you don't go for the cheap batteries.
No, they're awesome.
You want to just buy some and stack them up? Go ahead.
So we were talking on the show this week about the Lake of the Ozarks and what a big story it was, I guess, here in St. Louis. So I was down there. I wanted to ask you guys, first of all, and Chad is laughing already here in the studio. How big of a deal was this over the weekend in St. Louis? I'm there at the lake, and my phone was just blowing up all weekend long with people texting me and sending me the links to stories and like, oh my God, what is going on down there? Where are you at? What is happening? And then I get home and I know it was national news. I saw it on Fox and CNN and everywhere else, but I guess it was here in St. Louis was what everybody was talking about is the Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah, they were talking in my community, they were talking about Missouri, period. They were like, they just opened up the floodgates and everybody were just pouring in. I was like, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Like I told people, Missouri never really was on like a complete shutdown.
Full lockdown, yeah. Like other states
places.
Were.
Mm-hmm. So it's not that big of a deal.
That's exactly right.
And I'm like, it's a holiday weekend. Who didn't expect that? Come on.
And that was kind of my point. I don't know, and Bo and Mike, I'd like to hear what you have to say as well. But I guess because I'm so familiar with the lake, that is exactly what I thought was going to happen down there last weekend. Like, it's already like that. I mean, that's what Memorial Day and 4th of July and Labor Day weekend, and honestly, that's about what every Saturday throughout the summer looks like at the Lake of the Ozarks at those particular clubs that have the swim up bars and the big pools that are open to everybody.
That's what
it's
created for.
Yeah, that's, you know, that. And so,
yeah, but with everybody in lockdown, though, you got everybody in lockup for so long, or lockdown, or house arrest, whatever you want to call it. This is exactly like taking a beer bottle and shaking it up as much as you can and then opening it. You know, you hit the Memorial Day weekend and bam, everything goes. I saw a meme that actually made me kind of crack up. I actually saw two. One said, I'd be more worried about STDs than the coronavirus.
Hey, yeah.
And the other one, was, spoiler alert, everyone dies in season 4 of Ozark.
Yeah. You know what? Here, I'll tell you what. There's a reason that I don't go into those places and those pools. And it's not because of coronavirus. It's because those pools are probably 50% urine at that point, with all
if
of those
worse.
People standing in there and drinking beer all day long. Like, I'm sure there's some other diseases being born right there in those waters.
You really ruined swimming.
Yeah, you did. I think you're going to hear from the mayor of the Lake of the Ozarks.
But I knew. That's all right. Hey, I'm a big lake guy. I'm a big supporter of the lake. But that's what those places are. That's what happens. That's what those places are all about. And at the lake, it's been life as normal for almost a month now, longer than it had. They've been opened back up down there and in other places around the state of Missouri for weeks longer than we have been opened here in St. Louis County and St. Louis City. So I'm going down there, knowing that they were opened back up and those rules were not in place and that everybody has been cooped up for the last 2 or 3 months, that is exactly when I saw those pictures. Everybody that was so shocked and like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. It was the biggest no duh situation I'd ever seen. That is exactly what I thought would happen. The only way that it wouldn't have happened is if they would have not allowed, like, if they would have kept those businesses closed. But that's what that looks like.
Mike, are you in Illinois? You're in Illinois, right?
Yeah, I'm in Illinois, but, you know, we've headed to lake several times. And, you know, the one thing they don't show you is it's a huge lake. And
right,
the vast absolutely. Majority of the lake, it's just families hanging out
yeah.
in their boats in a cove, nowhere near, you know, other people out there. Of course, that's not going to sell news. They're going to focus on the hot spots, but they're not showing just the average family barbecuing
right,
out in the back
right.
of their rented house.
Yeah.
You know, most of the people down there, you know, you can have family stuff and have awesome one, you know, young wild stuff going on too. And it doesn't mean that all the other families out there are at any more risk than they normally are.
Yeah.
But again, that's not going to get the news sold.
Well, that's
I ask.
Go ahead, Bo. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I ask about Illinois because doesn't Lake Carlisle, don't they kind of do their own party cove over there that
yeah,
looks similar?
It's kind of like a super duper mini version of the Midwest Riviera of the Lake of the Ozarks, but they still have it there, definitely.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, people were asking me, like, oh, what do you think about Sam Page telling, you know, people to quarantine for 2 weeks if they're coming back from the lake? And to Mike's point, and it had nothing to do with coronavirus. It's just that's not my scene. When we go there, we don't go to those places. We barely leave our condo. And if we do, it's to go on the boat and go for a boat ride or go fishing or something. And, you know, we barbecue almost every night that we're down there. I was around probably less people being at our place, the lake, than I would have been even here going shopping. But, you know, I was still, you know, proximity wise, obviously very close to that stuff. But yeah, that's a group of bars and clubs in that area that have that going on. But that is not the Lake of the Ozarks has not just more, like 50% more shoreline than the state of California.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You're talking about a massive lake with all of this space and tons of shoreline that people are, you know, have condos and homes on and boats and all of that. And, you know, it's in some areas, it's very spread out. There are obviously the very busy spots on the main channel where, you know, where there's large concentrations of people. But, you know, that is far from the entire story there at the lake. And another thing about the lake is because it's so open back up, you know, I work with a lot of people that in the local music scene here in St. Louis, and a lot of the venues, you know, not Riverport and the Enterprise Center. I'm talking about the smaller bars and clubs that typically host live music. They're not open back up yet, and they, you know, their timeline is still very extended. So a lot of these musicians, a lot of my friends that are local musicians are booking gigs at the Lake of the Ozarks this summer because it's the only place that they can go and play. So it's just, look, do I think that the people that were doing that in the pools down there, do I think they were smart? No. Do I think they were putting themselves in danger by doing all that? I mean, is that irresponsible? Yes, I do believe that was irresponsible. But it's also exactly what I expected to happen because you just could see it coming a mile away, that there was no limitations put on those bars, you know, as far as, you know, people being close. And I think there was some signs that said that recommended, you know, social distancing. But, you know, that's just not going to happen. And when you've got when that's the only place you can go for that type of nightlife right now, that's where people are going to flock to.
Yeah, and at a certain point, you get
I don't
to,
agree with it. I'm just saying that's what's going to happen.
At a certain point, you get to that point where you have one life to live and you're not going to spend your life in quarantine.
Yeah. 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 And again, I don't want anybody I know there. And I don't want, you know, if I had kids that were old enough, I would do everything I could to stop them from going and doing that, because I think you are putting yourself at unnecessary risk. But at the same time, it's still exactly what I thought was going to happen.
So where's this fishing story? You went to the cove and went fishing
no,
there?
I didn't go to the party cove. I did go fishing this weekend at the lake, of course. It actually rained on Sunday was the day that I was going to do most of my fishing, and rain cut us short. But I got to talk to Mike Marfell next time he's on the show about this, because I've never seen this happen before. So I was actually fishing from the bank when this happened, and I caught a fish. Or, well, I hooked a fish. I didn't catch him. I hooked a fish, a bass, and I broke the hook. It broke the line, and dang, which happens, right? And so I'm looking to see, because I was using a crankbait that will float, and I'm thinking, and sometimes, you know, something like that happens, but the lure floats back up and you're able to recover it and not lose your lure. So I'm looking around, and all of a sudden this bass jumps out of the lake with my lure in its mouth still.
Nice.
It jumps, shakes in the air. It's rattling my, and then it goes back under. And I'm and my wife was with me at the time, standing there with me at the time. And I was like, "Did you see that?" And then a few seconds later, it did it again, because I'm sure it's trying to get it out of its mouth. It jumps again, and there's my lure still in its mouth, hooked on the fish, and he swam away with my, I guess, swam away with my lure on it. I've never seen a fish jump out of the water with my lure still attached to its mouth. But I didn't
come in and get me.
I never, yeah.
Get this thing.
I never saw it up close. Yeah, that was definitely a first for me.
Wow.
Well, the last time I went fishing,
Tony.
What's that, Mike?
I think he was sending you a message. Kind of. I think he was showing off that lure in his mouth.
I think you're right.
No bling.
I think you're right. What do you guys? Where do you guys stand on what was going down down there at the lake? Do you think that should be allowed? I don't. You know, if you don't want to, if you want to take a pass on that question, I understand. But you guys have, Bo, go first. Do you have an opinion on what was happening down there?
You know, that's the greatest thing about this country. I'm free to choose what I want to do. I've done the party code. I mentioned party code because I've done it once. It scarred me for life, and I'll never do it again. just because I wasn't in control of the situation because I didn't own the boat. But anyway, I knew that it was going to happen. Like the shaking up the beer bottle thing and popping the top. I knew everybody was going to be down there. Heck, half the people have been living down there working remotely. And I knew it was going to happen. So, you know, hey, you do you, I'll do me. I'm good. That's all right. Okay. I don't have an opinion.
Yeah. Mike, what did you think?
You know, I'm exactly the same way. Like the one thing there's a lot of things going on right now that can really bring out a lot of anxiety in people. Of course, you know, the hysteria in the news, and part of it is rightly so. But I think a lot of it is meant to sell news, meant to keep us on edge, things like that. I think that people are responsible for themselves. Like Bo says, like, I'm not going to do that stuff, but I'm also not going to go out there and start shaming people who are young and very low at risk. And if they want to do that, they're still to put themselves at risk. It's their life. Chances are they will personally be okay, you know, but I'm not going to shame them for that and try to get on the national news and talk about how bad they are, the Ozarks are, the entire state of Missouri is. Just like I'm also not going to shame the people who still want to wear masks everywhere they go in the car and everything. That's their decision.
Right.
You know, that's where I kind of draw the line. I'm just tired of people going out there trying to force their view on every single person because you personally feel like you want to live your life this way and you think everyone else should as well.
Yeah. We got
to
wrap up.
It's kind of like we were talking to the chief of Florissa in the show that aired on the radio. And I just kept thinking of Barney Fife and citizens arrest.
Yeah.
I want to, you know, people want to get in everybody's freaking business and you just got to stop.
Yeah.
Just do you.
Yeah. He told, if you missed the show, he told some funny stories about, you know, the police department getting phone calls because somebody is shopping at Walmart and the person in the next aisle doesn't have a mask on and they think that they should. And so they want the police to come and I guess arrest the person for not wearing a mask. But yeah, it's an interesting time we live in for sure. We got to wrap up the podcast exclusive here. Before we do, Mike, one more time, remind folks how they can take advantage of these two great offers at Intervine.
Yeah, to save 50% off every single thing we sell, go to intervine.com and use discount code Tony, or go to intervine.com/Tony, takes you to Amazon, you'll save 50% off there as well. Or, better yet, if you're like me and you want something free, send us an email at vip@intervine.com. We'll give you instructions for you to get a brand new free lantern, which also comes with brand new free batteries.
Amazing. Can't beat it. VIP@intervine.com. Send an email in or shop at intervine.com with my name, Tony, as your discount code and get 50% off everything. Mike, thanks for everything you do for the show. Thanks for everything that Intervine does for the listeners. And we'll have you back on again real soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. I love your audience, and I love that they're becoming a big part of our customer base right now, too.
Oh, that's very cool. Thank you so much. And thank you for listening to another edition of the podcast exclusive of Second Amendment Radio and The Great Outdoors. For producer Chad Ellis and my partner, Bo Matthews, I'm Tony Colombo. We'll see you back here next week for another edition of the podcast exclusive of Second Amendment Radio and The Great Outdoors.
Get more at 971talk.com.